I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Guess what decision we're about to make?
Horrible decision.
Okay, everybody, welcome. Bienvenido to the show. Oh, we are speaking English today because we're making practice after ESOL.
So ESL and ESOL, same thing. But in Florida, we say ESOL. But you know, apparently in Florida, we do everything differently. So,
what other language y'all speak in Florida?
Haitian.
Bro, not Creole.
I know it's Creole. Not Creole. Haitian. And I'm going to tell you what Haitian is.
It's Spanglish.
Haitian is when you're from Miami. Your hair is like not dreadlocked. It like sticks together in a very Kodak Blackish way.
And that's just Miami.
Not them niggas. They know.
They be African American. Don't do that. It don't be only Haitians with the dreads.
They ain't those?
Not all. No.
That's those shit.
They be regular, like, just regular niggas with dreads like that. It's a Miami culture thing, not a Haitian thing. I don't think so. But anyway, though.
Damn, this show is so ghetto.
It's not ghetto.
It's not Jocelyn's Cabaret ghetto.
My God.
Hey, Jocelyn asked to come on the show.
Jocelyn is making me money for a network I never thought I would pay for. But did you see the white bitch that got her ass beat? And she was like,
I can do it again.
That's fine. I'll take the ass beaten. Bitch, you just got beat up three times.
If you guys remember the abortion double homicide clip, this is my favorite thing Jocelyn has ever said on the show. And this is what made me buy Zeus. One moment. Here we go. This is Jocelyn getting a lap dance for those of you who can't watch.
Do it like it's my beat today. Damn, the bitch just got an abortion. Mm-hmm. And she popping that pussy right in front of my face. I was like, what blood clot gonna come out of there?
Damn.
Bitch, I ain't got no napkin.
She did not say that.
Yes, what blood clot gonna come out of that? Bitch, I ain't got no napkin.
Yes,
she did not say that.
Dude.
Bruh, she is crazy.
We gotta have her on the show. I know we don't do Zoom guests, but we have to approve that request.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Because you know what, Miss Wendy? Miss Wendy Williams.
No, you know what? She had some valid points there.
She did. And people are like, oh, she's cracked out, coked out. I'm sorry.
No,
I
don't think that. My thing is,
Wendy be shady,
but,
and her wig
but
don't
you
never look
also
good.
Still needed that look. So if you didn't like anything that Wendy Williams does, for you to still go on to promote your show on her platform, though, you need media as much as media needs you sometimes.
Is owned by
what?
Wendy?
Jocelyn went on the Wendy Williams show doing her press run for Jocelyn's Cabaret when it was airing.
Right.
So, but then she spent like 6 minutes telling Wendy that she's not nice to black women and she should be nicer because she came from the gutter and she should.
But people go on the Breakfast Club to tell off Charlamagne all the time.
But do you know how many people also refuse to go on the Breakfast Club as well because of how they feel like it doesn't do anything for black artists and they talk down on black women or black artists. So to me, if you want to make a stance, don't show up because now you still using her while you sitting here trying to dog her.
I don't know why people say that about the Breakfast Club because like they're going to talk shit. That's their job. But how many fucking people have been uplifted by this platform?
Same as Wendy Williams.
I agree.
To be fair. So that's
but
what I'm saying.
She did do Kiki wrong too. And I'm going to be real. I love Kiki and Wendy was, that was, I hated watching that.
I mean,
it was mean.
I mean, she's mean, she's nasty, but people have said that same thing to Charlamagne, to Envy, and you and I love Charlamagne. So, I mean, it's their job, and at the same time,
not to America's sweetheart.
Well, if you're an artist,
who's the white America's sweetheart? Jennifer Aniston, Kiki Palmer is awesome.
Is Jennifer Aniston?
Aniston is
Jennifer
not America's
Aniston?
Sweetheart.
Who do they call?
Google it. Who's America's like white sweetheart? Ain't no
First
way.
Off, once Miley dropped 23, no white American cared for Miley anymore.
Reese Witherspoon?
No.
No, girl, just because she was Those on Legally all... Blonde, bitch.
No, I just like her.
First of all, what's the criteria for America's Sweetheart?
Yeah, what is America's Sweetheart?
All American look. I don't know.
Hillary Duff.
I'll give you that.
Hillary Duff.
That's a good one.
No.
Y'all, those are years back. Yo, it's 2021.
Oh. Right now, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you think I know current white people?
I don't know, bro. I'm on my shit right now.
Who is current?
Blake Lively, maybe?
What the fuck? So apparently, yeah, America's Sweetheart in 2018 was Julia Roberts.
Bitch, what? She like 70.
Well, right. I vote for Kiki as Black America's Sweetheart, and white people know Kiki too. Kiki Palmer is 100% America's Sweetheart, and no Kiki Palmer slander I think should ever be tolerated. And to come from Wendy's mouth, like, how?
Again, it's not surprising.
But Wendy has children.
But I guarantee you.
And Wendy is older.
But I guarantee you, with the treatment, if Kiki comes out with a movie tomorrow and is on her press run, she will choose against probably sitting with Wendy again. That is my point. If you don't like what the people say, which is why Meg didn't go
Kiki
to the Breakfast Club.
I believe Kiki wouldn't sit with Wendy.
But that's what I'm saying. So Jocelyn, girl, you still need Wendy. So don't come on talking about you don't respect da-da-da-da.
Okay, because
at
Jocelyn,
the end of the day, you use
she
it.
She told Wendy, Miss Wendy Williams. Williams.
You're getting close.
I have the number one show in America, Miss Wendy.
Bro, she did. No, you have it on Zeus.
That's
the fact that she didn't even know. Girl, it's on Zeus. And I, real quick, Eden, do you know one person that has Zeus?
Y'all.
Because I don't know. I don't yet. I'm waiting for somebody to log in.
Black China Mama.
Oh.
I never heard of Zeus before this.
Oh, really?
I know of Zeus.
Now they bought her season one for WeTV.
That's funny.
Yeah. And I know B. Simone, friend of the show, she had a show on, she had a dating show.
Oh, cool.
Actually, so trying to find love. So,
but Jocelyn,
I mean, they be having some shows.
Go TV. Okay, so now we got, so you have the abortions? Y'all watching me talking like
I mean, you're nailing it, though. I feel like all your Spanish accents are coming to one.
Did you have blood clots or blood after your abortion?
Mandy!
What? Damn. We can't talk about our abortions?
I kind of want to know, too, though.
Yeah.
You know, wait, you did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember.
I'm sorry.
It was so long ago.
Oof, who is this?
I was going to be so, I was going to say.
I know, I was about to think. Did I? No, I think everything was normal.
Really?
I think
but I had the pill, that's why.
Oh, yeah, no, not me.
My shit was crazy. I called the hotline, bitch.
What's the difference? I'm not even trying
so
to
be funny. So the pill forces you to miscarry.
Okay. Yeah. I went and they gave me a little pill to go to sleep. And then they put a little tool up there and sucked it right out.
Okay.
Nice.
But it was only like a dot. Like, of course, they try to make you feel bad. So they did the sonogram.
Wait, they make you feel bad when you're going to do
it? They make you feel bad for doing an abortion.
Wait,
can we not talk about this? What?
Why are you so embarrassed?
No,
right
so real
now?
Quick, they make you do the little sonogram. And they be like, here's what your baby looks like before they take
because
it out your...
Memorial
damn.
Weekend
they do. They show
up.
It to you. And I was like, oh, it's just a dad.
That's how she knew she had twins.
Who?
What?
The girl on Jocelyn's Cabaret.
No, they do. They show you the sonogram before you get there. No, I'm serious. I was like, bitch, I had no twins. Bitch, it was a ballpoint pen.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, no, Memorial Weekend's coming and people may be having to get an abortion after.
Well, good. We're letting them know that.
Yeah, hey, if you're going to get vaccinated and you're already getting shots, get a depot or something, bitch. I don't know.
Really?
I feel like a lot of people are going to get pregnant this summer.
A lot of people got pregnant over the last year in quarantine. What do you mean? Bitch, everybody done popped out goddamn with a belly.
Yeah, but now you fucking. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people was going through dry spells too. A lot of people wasn't fucking. A lot of people was...
Who wasn't fucking?
No, you were.
Bitch. Y'all know I was fucking.
Can I tell you, we have a review where a girl was like,
fuck them reviews.
I'm tired of the perfect sex. People have unperfect
you
sex.
You know what I mean?
I am just so like, tired of this.
And they are like, so mad that I, in my 30 years, am orgasming with a man that I actually like.
Multiple
Here's
times.
The thing. They just love. Oh, do you think we got mad comments about 24/7? No, they love the fact that I was just fucking a nigga I ain't really like, didn't care for, but it was good sex. People felt like they could relate to just fucking niggas with good dick, but we don't want nothing else. Now that I have a good dick given nigga that actually hangs up stuff on my walls, now it's
mad.
And buy stuff for your cat.
In her defense, she says,
oh God.
You know, she just feels like everything can't be perfect. So how about you do us a favor and tell us about one imperfect sex time with your boyfriend.
The imperfect sex time had to do with me. My booty hole wasn't clean all the way. And then I had to change the sheets. Because we be playing with butt plugs and all these type of shits. And literally the shits was on the sheets. But also he's amazing. He was just like, babe, it's okay. And he took the sheet off. And then we just laid on the fitted sheet for the night.
Why are you holding on to that like a scared cat?
Bro, because if you want to know about imperfect sex, there it goes.
I thought she was going to say like,
maybe, but still he's perfect.
Maybe she gets dry.
But I use lube.
Maybe something goes on. She was like, no, bitch, I had to shit.
I mean, I didn't have to shit. But
so you did shit.
Nah, it's just my booty hole wasn't all the way clean. I don't know. Maybe I had too much coffee that day. And it just.
Could you smell it?
No.
Did it smell?
But I saw it. Oh. Like the color was right there on the sheets. But it was before I got my Brooklyn and shit.
What color was it?
Nigga, what color is your shit?
Was it like a light green?
Did you have dragon fruit that day?
Did you have beet juice?
Bitch, this is not on your outline. Let's get into the motherfucking show. Welcome y'all to Horrible Decisions.
No, let's keep talking about shit.
No, we're not.
Because for example,
when I eat
beets, my shit's kind of like.
Okay, so it wasn't shit. Like it wasn't a turd. It was like a skid mark. But on my sheet.
I'm a child. I'm sorry.
Because maybe
when you see it and you're like, oh my God.
I was like, oh, I made a mess. He's like, it's okay, babe.
I say that when I'm getting wet everywhere, not when I shit the bed.
I didn't shit the bed. It was like just a mark.
Oh, I made a mess. Sorry.
Yeah, see, I did. Oops. So there, everything is not perfect, okay?
Yay! Clap it up for Mandy's shitty booty. We need it.
All right, I don't like the whole room clapping now.
Because you know what? I feel what she's saying. Like I was.
You feel what she's saying? What is the problem with me having a good sex life and getting fucked by a nigga I actually like?
No shade to the chick. I am getting fucked. But I mean, like, I've just had those really rough dry spells where I'm like, damn, bro, like, we get it. Like,
so sorry that I'm getting fucked multiple times.
Nah, but she
a week.
Had like a no, whole 1 year dry spell, didn't she?
Who?
You.
She didn't have a year.
I mean, a year is a little.
You almost had a year.
What are you talking about? When?
I remember that. I mean, it was almost like a year ago.
It was 3 months.
Before COVID.
Before COVID.
Right? And you it had the driest of spells that you thought. Say.
It was barely.
It was like 5-6 months.
Yo, you are alive, bitch.
The same way you don't be counting all your dicks. Whatever one I had in that 5-6 months, I ain't counting. So I was.
Mandy went through a month of not getting fucked, she goes, I'm celibate.
I was celibate. I was.
By the way, as someone who talks to Brianda every week for her show, and someone who's actually celibate.
I was celibate, bro. And you're just.
She said that so serious.
Because you being disrespectful right now. How are you taking away the experience of my life?
Did you feel celibate?
Bro.
Oh, there you go.
God.
Really? This is what we're doing?
Yes, Brianda is actually celibate. Okay. No, I'll tell Mandy. Right. Yeah.
What did he
say? Said you a lying asshole. No.
You know what?
I don't think God's word.
Y'all
would be
don't
like
think
that.
My relationship is perfect. Y'all don't believe I was celibate.
First of all, no relationship is perfect.
Eden.
But
mine is very close.
I'm glad. I am glad you're happy though.
So whatever.
Fuck all those comments.
So whatever perfection could be, and mind you, we made it past a year. He's even getting a goddamn pass for the beach. We about to go weekly to the
what
beach.
What do you mean he's getting a pass?
To like a parking pass. And so instead of paying every time because we were going so often, we're just going to get the yearly pass. But I mean, we communicate, we talk. I mean, it's all of the things that we've been telling the women who listen to this show that they should seek in partners or not put up with the bullshit, ain't shit ass niggas. And so y'all should be motherfucking proud.
The only thing I will say that kind of annoys me.
Okay, what?
No, like as far as criticism I get, right? Like you're getting the boyfriend criticism right now. I think over the years, the criticism I've gotten is like when I've like put up with bullshit, bitches be writing me like,
but I think you like drama. I think you're one of those women, like a lot of my friends, you like the toxicity. You like to argue sometimes. I think you like to just be like, nigga, you're not shit. Come fuck me good. Like, you find excitement in that.
A little Stockholm soldier?
No, I think it's something like that. Like, there are women that if a man is too perfect, oh, he's boring. He was too nice.
You like a little
I think
evil.
She likes the niggas where she has to be dragged through a little bit of hell. And then she could be like, no, but he's great. He's just for me. Look at her face. She is one of them bitches.
I don't like drama more than I like makeup sex.
But see, so you got to argue to have makeup sex.
But I don't want to be like,
you got to break up the
makeup. I don't want you to be like a bad person, like a fucking serial cheater type of guy. You know what I mean? Like, but like, if you get on my nerves.
If you cheat just a few times, well.
No. I don't like, because cheating is lying to me. So like, I don't like deceit. But for example, my largest arguments with Old Bay are like, either like time management type of things, or like he's just very lackadaisical when I need like actual like physical help. And people with money do this a lot, right? If I'm like, I need help in the studio, because he's great at design, right? He helped me with a lot of shit. I was like, I need you to help me. Can you come by and measure da 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 da? He's like, yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna be in Soho, but yeah, let me get a task rabbit. No, nigga, I want you to do this with me. Right? Like, figure out the time to fucking schedule to do shit with me. And then I will blow up and start an argument. And what does he have to do? Buy me a bag. Say sorry.
Okay. See, no, my frustration comes in to where I actually have to clean up. Because my nigga's OCD, so a dish can't be in the sink. My clothes, same I gotta way, hide them myself. Like, he's very OCD. So my stress in my relationship is, fuck, he's coming over. I gotta clean up the house. That's it.
Are you dead ass?
I swear.
That's awful, Mandy.
He's never not on time.
Is that really awful?
I mean, I can live in my own mess, but that's why I also never want to live with someone else again.
I mean, I don't know. You said he's retired, right?
No, he works.
So, oh, I thought he was retired. Sorry.
He works.
Where did I get that from?
Because he's old as fuck.
No. Maybe he had a job he stopped for a while. But no, Obe has a vigorous schedule. And it's like, I understand. So do I. Understand that, nigga. So when I make time for you, do the same. And granted, his free time is mine, but it's just like he's so gym obsessive. Like, he'll rather go to the gym than do something I really need him to do. Yeah, I need to be at Equinox. And then when I'm done with my Equinox routine, da, 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 I'll come over there. And he's just like too methodical with it.
Well, no, the problem is you, with your spoiled ass, when you want something, you want it right then and there. Because my nigga too comes over after he's done with his stuff. You are like, but no, I want you right now. And because he wants to, he has something else.
Is this the couples therapy?
You now don't view yourself as a priority.
Like, that's a priority.
But see, you got to allow people too to still live their lives.
He can live it.
Yeah, but you fit into his life. See what I mean? See what I mean? Bro, you might need to go on that show. That couples therapy show is when you look at both sides of the stories, it's just like, you're the one woman in season one, the black lady, who is like, I know he's at work, but so if I call, you need to answer because maybe I just want to know what you're doing for the day.
No, I'm not that bad.
Yeah, she's bad, but you're not far off.
Okay, my thing is more like, I don't ask for much. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is.
Okay.
So, and I feel like I give a lot. Not saying he asked for it, but dude, I mean, when we were away, like when we were touring, Old Bay was like, every 5 minutes, how do I make this? How do I put the chicken in this? How many minutes do I put this in for? Like, I do so much, right? Like, I really, and I love doing it. You know, I'm like, I love to take care of a nigga. So to know that I do these things, if I really need you to do this one little manly fucking thing, you don't need to throw money at it. Like, be here because it is more important. Building a studio for me was like something that not only did it require, you know, time, but it was just a milestone.
Right.
Right. Like, I mean, we did this together and it was a very big deal to just be there on the ground together. So it's like, nigga, if I ask you to do something, we obviously know I could pay somebody to do it. Just fucking be here with me. Damn.
Bitch.
But then we gonna fuck after.
Lord.
Not
all right. Get to your outline. What are we talking about today?
Oh, it's my show today?
Yeah, it's your show.
Oh, my bad. All right, I forgot about it. You guys sound like an outline. So, I want to start with a good review read really quick. The only pod with coherent host. I listen to a lot of women podcasts and I can't stick around or subscribe.
Is that the right review page?
Huh? Yeah, where was this review at?
Apple.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
I can't stick around because they say like 900 fucking times in one sentence. And it makes the other women talking on the podcast sound illiterate or stupid, for lack of better words. And I listen to every episode loaded by these talented and funny ladies without rolling my eyes because I hear like, but, you know, like, I don't know what show she's
what
talking
show
about.
What show does she...
Maybe she white. It says
maybe
Kate.
She talks to, listens to white girl yeah. shows.
Wheezy and Mandy also talked about the mouthwash for dry mouth. I used it for years and it's amazing. Please come to Sacramento. Probably won't happen since our governor is a modern day Hitler, minus the physical genocide and mental murder. But lastly, the one star people, you all don't listen for the intent because you are all typical annoying people that get offended by the lack of crust on a grilled cheese sandwich. Sheesh. Move on. Kate, like, we really appreciate you. Like, for
oh, wow.
Like, I just feel like you're like our tribe. I'm only talking to you like that because I feel like, yeah.
Because she just said she doesn't like people saying like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't think we talk like that.
We don't. Because like, it's just not my thing. You know what I mean? So, in a more serious note.
I used to say, I feel like.
You say, I know what you say.
What I say?
We're going to kind of get into the outline.
I can say kind of. Those are words. It's
no,
not,
but you'd be
it's
saying
not ad-lib.
It for nothing. You'd be like, we're just going to kind of
delve into this. It's an intro. Like, when you had to write a 5-paragraph essay back in the day, that is called a transition, ho. Like, you got, instead of me saying, well, you know, this is like the introduction, then I wasn't going to say firstly, secondly, thirdly, in conclusion, in summation. Like, bro, those are called transitions.
Kind of.
I don't say kind of.
You say it all the time.
But that's in the middle of a sentence. It's not, I don't use it like an ad lib. Like,
leave a comment,
that's an ad lib.
What do I say? Put on the bottom and let us know.
What do I say too much?
What do I say?
I don't know.
I say booty hole, and that's why everybody know me by that.
Did you see the guy on Twitter who said the sum of horrible decisions? And he put Wheezy. Oh my God, you guys, I'm so grateful for this moment. Thank you so much. And then he put Mandy. Booty hole, yeah ho, bitch. Shout out to you.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
The vanilla shit is actually a little more serious, but I really want to read this because I couldn't believe this. How to hit a woman so no one knows. I don't know if you saw this on Twitter.
I saw it on your outline.
Typed into Google 163 million times.
That's
wild. How to control your woman was searched 165 million times. This is a 67% jump compared to 2019. These are increasing in time. And we know domestic violence went up during quarantine. But it says the pandemic has been deadlier for women in February.
Of course, because they couldn't leave. A lot of women had to stay in homes where they felt unsafe for their partners. And you have to realize, too, just the strain of what quarantine and the coronavirus did for couples. You have people who lost their jobs. You have people who were losing family members and friends. You have people who especially we got locked down in March for us here up north. It's winter. So you're fighting seasonal depression. Mm-hmm. And then we just had all of last winter being stuck in the house on on a higher alert type scale. So, you know, that's not surprising to me. And being that people lost all of these jobs and couldn't be outside, and even family members probably were scared to take people in, they had to stay.
I know. I was thinking about that. Family members taking you in.
Yeah.
It says that a woman and her mother were reportedly shot and killed by a boyfriend in Dallas. And then he broadcasted his apology live on IG before dying by suicide. Oof. A nurse was then killed by her ex-boyfriend in Minnesota. The dispatchers received a call from a 9-year-old girl in Brooklyn after her father killed her mom and two sisters. It is like literally doubled in some countries. But yeah, I wanted to just make note of this because I think all of us, we are so busy in our own shit, right? When friends call us or we may see something, we always say we should leave it alone because it's not our business. But, you know, it's just a reminder for everybody. If you can be a safe haven for some, or if you have heard of anything, please, please make sure you're checking on your friends, especially with your girlfriends that have crazy ass abusive boyfriends. Same with lesbian relationships and gay relationships. Anybody. There are a lot of violent, you know, it's not only hetero. Like, I've known so many lesbian couples that be beating each other.
I told you, every time I go to the guy, that's why I stopped going to lesbian parties. Them bitches stay fighting. And technically, who breaks up girl on girl? Like, you can't let a nigga beat up a bitch in public. But if two girls are fighting, you don't know if they're eating each other coochie or not.
That is true. How do you
just let them fight. You don't know that it's a domestic assault. Like, you could think that they're just friends fighting or just two random chicks fighting. I'm not breaking up a fight with two bitches. Let them fight. Because they can fight. It's two girls.
Yeah, me neither.
But you don't know that it's domestic if you don't know that these two women are together. Or even two men fighting. You don't know what it is.
Scissors almost fought me one time.
Who you think would have won?
Yeah, who would have won?
She's taller than you. Mm. Just say you would have got your ass beat. It's fine. It's okay. It's okay. The girl.
Let me tell you why I say her. Because tall don't scare me.
Okay.
Me neither. You see the big bitch I fought.
Bitch, I do not give a fuck about height.
I fought a big old bitch in Orlando.
If you know who you are, bitch, I will jump on the table. I will jump on the top step of your suit and beat your ass.
By the way, I was only 21, but yeah.
Why are we so Florida?
We only when we get like this.
I will jump bitch, up and beat your ass.
Bitch, because I was so mad after that fight and she was a big old bitch. I ain't going to say nothing more because I think y'all still friends.
Oh my God.
But and you know what I was pissed about? My old ghetto ass. Was at the strip club, fought this hoe, and what really pissed me off was that's when a bitch had two phones. I lost my BlackBerry and iPhone in one night, and
damn.
I was pissed. They saw us fighting. The strippers must have went straight to the phones I threw on the couch.
Probably.
Because them shits was gone. Wallet was still there, but the phones was gone. Anyway, go ahead. How'd you lose? Oh, yeah. How would you lose?
Oh, she was angry as fuck.
What did you do?
Yo, nothing.
She had a story.
Nah, what'd you do?
Bro, people don't just... You see, this is Weezy right here. I didn't do anything, but she was angry as fuck.
So
you see how Weezy don't think she do shit.
So this is it.
Uh-huh.
I think you can win a fight through rage. Like, I believe you could be so mad, you could fuck somebody up. Like, even if you may... That adrenaline, like, when you really need to unleash on somebody. So it was me, her, and an old bae.
Mm-hmm.
And... I guess I pissed her.
Wait, was this about the front seat that you talked about?
It was that night.
Oh, okay.
So like she, and that's not her vibe at all. She doesn't get angry about shit like that. So she got mad that I was in the front, but she was always going to motherfucking front. And then it was just like little things and little things and little things. And I was like, bro, I'm chill, right? I was like, why the fuck are you talking to me like you're about to fight me? She was like, oh, because you want to? Then get the fuck out. I was like, bitch, whoa.
How did you calm her down? Like,
because you know what made her more mad?
What? The fact that you ain't get out the front seat?
No, the fact that I was just like, girl, I don't know why you are tripping like this.
Yeah, you're
like,
not matching energy. There's like a whole psychological.
People hate when you don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. People hate.
You don't match rhythm and beat.
Same.
In that
people hate when they text you five paragraphs and you leave that shit on scene,
and you
too.
Say,
okay. Yup. It's like, I don't even respond. I won't even send you an interaction. Nigga, ooh. And now you mad because you done sent me all. You probably done spell checked your messages and everything. You came with wrath, and I looked at that shit like,
okay.
You know what I really do if it's too long, screenshot it, send it to my friends. What's the summary? I need the spark notes on this.
Too long. Did
should I respond? Oh, I asked for the spark notes, bitch. My friends read shit for me like that.
I read it later, but Now she, I think I was just too chill because I really thought she was tripping. And so then I think I laughed and I think that set her ass off.
Ooh.
And then Old Bay driving the car, mind you, because we're in Orlando and he don't know where the fuck we going. And he was like, can y'all just tell me where to turn? And we are fighting, dog, like bad. And it sucks because like that was how we broke up. Like that was the night.
That was
damn.
And
I do recall it kind of going a little downhill from there.
And I just remember like it's so crazy because now like our relationship is just so much more chill. But
y'all ain't fucking. You can have chill relationships when all the emotion and all of that is not involved. Cause look at the difference with you and someone else right now. The emotion is spicy.
Ooh. Ooh.
If y'all I didn't say the name, faces, bro. I ain't even say the name.
You can't say the name.
I didn't say the name. You see how she gets? You see, you noticed the spice.
Stop,
last time.
He had to tell me the other day. He was
you
like,
be spicy, bro.
He's like, you got to calm down. I'm like, I don't know what I did.
It's the dick. See, this is what dick and coochie be doing to people. This is why it don't even be that the person makes you crazy. It's the dick and coochie. It's the sex that like drives these demons to make people act crazy. It's sex demons. You is full of sex demons, baby.
I felt that deep breath.
She do like bukkake. She is full of sex demons, baby, through her pores.
Wait, what do you think? So like all the cum on?
All the cum. The demons just spew through.
In?
Yeah, man. You writing us to cut all this shit out? Look.
I got it. Edin, you know what to do.
Edin. No, but what else is next? Hold on. So, let me pull up your outline, bitch.
Our hors d'oeuvre, actually, has to do with...
For those of you who don't know what our hors d'oeuvre is...
The nigga was texting me and I was like, Mandy over here calling my ass. All right. I'm scared of bottoming. Okay, the headline for How I Found the Hors d'oeuvre. Tips for gay men, people who want to be pegged.
Damn, and here I go talking about shit. Well, I get anal a lot, and I've been doing heavy-duty DP action with toys, of course. So I think I can give some really good anal tips, but go ahead and read the ones that you have.
So most gay men will consider bottoming at some point in time. A lot of women want to end up having anal and some men want to try being pegged, whatever. But you may prefer to douche before bottoming, especially if you're indulging in deep ass play like large dicks, toys, etc. They say that you should use a douche with clean, plain water, preferably at body temperature, no shower attachments because the pressure is dangerous.
Right.
But you can get douche bulbs online or from any good sex shop. You can Amazon it literally. But try not to go overboard and irritate the lining of your ass because it can make you more vulnerable to STDs, pain, and like people try to put like a better smell up there. Literally just the water to flush it out.
My ass don't be stinking. Like I ain't gonna hold you. If your ass has just got an aura coming from it, that might be more than like, no. Like even like your ass shouldn't just profusely like just give off a bad smell. Like as long as you have good hygiene, even though you shit out that hole, it still shouldn't just be stank. Like,
no.
Shout out to Olani. Olani had a thread recently on Twitter, and she asked women to share their most horrifying hygienic stories with their male partners. And
oh, I like that.
Yeah, and if you read through the thread, it was like, bruh, are you kidding me? But also the fact that ladies, men shouldn't, I guess they do. I would say that needs to be a conversation between both men and women. You shouldn't be afraid to tell your partner that something don't smell right, whether it's your coochie, your booty, your armpits, your balls. And I think that that's the problem. The fact that there were so many women sharing that they continued to be with their partners knowing that they had this bad hygiene. And some was like, their mouth, some was their balls. There, a lot of people assume that straight men are so unclean that, ew, you lick a straight man's ass. I love eating ass. I want to lick your booty hole.
I would even argue to say as someone that eats pussy and ass generally has
ass be having no smell or taste. It shouldn't. Like, I eat pussy. But pussy has a taste and smell. Pussy has a taste and smell. But when I lick a booty hole, they really know, as long as it's a clean person, which my man, him being the perfect self that he is, I never smell any. What, bruh? No, really, my man is so OCD. We could be hot and steamy in the living room. His OCD ass.
He smells like Irish Spring.
First off, Irish Spring used to make my coochie burn. Lever 2000 and Irish Spring. No, keep Lever that shit the motherfuck away, bruh. That will burn your coochie off. pH balance all thrown off.
I've never used that.
Lever 2000 used to be, I guess, the cheap soap, but I told my mom early on. Well, it was just what we washed with. It was our bar soap.
Why
growing
are you putting
up.
That shit in your?
My mama white. I didn't know that I couldn't wash my pussy at 13.
My mama white.
She bought the Lever 2000, but I used to tell her like, "Mom, don't buy this soap anymore." But this was, girl. First off, we just learned that in our adult years that we shouldn't be applying Dove or soap or any type of soap really to our vagina.
I kind of disagree, dude.
Bro,
my mom always told me you never put anything in.
I didn't put anything in, but you're not supposed to even lather up your pussy with soap.
So it's really your vulva.
The lather, though, too, you're not supposed to put no soap down there.
If you look wash at any it,
you're
kind
also
of,
not even supposed to use
body wash or feminine like hygiene wash. It'll always say external use only.
But when people see external use only, your vulva's there, you have your lips, your clit. There's a lot that is technically considered outside. People consider inside the inside of your vagina.
The main thing I do is just spread the lips and wash like.
But you're not supposed to even do that with soap.
No, not with soap. I'm saying like when I'm cleaning myself, I spread the lips and I wash between the clit.
And you wash it with your hands.
Yes.
Because you also
it's too
don't
rough
want,
when you're using
it's too rough
else.
with the washcloth. And also, if say it's the same washcloth that you just washed your whole body with, that soap, even if you rinse it off, it's still gonna be on the towel and it's still gonna get in your vagina. But yeah, to be fair, bitch, when I was 12 and 13, bitch, first off, was I doing the grocery shopping? No. I washed myself with what the fuck was in the house. That's what my mama bought. And I didn't know that I wasn't supposed to be applying shit near my coochie
I'm
at that age.
You know now. My mom told me
I know now
about
as an
how
adult.
She sprayed perfume on her pussy when she was a kid.
But people used to do that.
I know.
Bitch, that love spell from Victoria's Secret, the purple bottle. I know you.
I don't think, I think these
bitch.
No, our audience is old
our
enough.
Our audience is old enough to know about love spell from Victoria's Secret, bitch. You know about love spell, right? The purple bottle. That used to be the 5 cent, bitch.
The lotion and all that. I'm 26.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, you're. Oh.
Maybe they like it like that in this funny way. Okay. So today's episode is all about sex that sent you to the ER.
Is it? Because actually, we just did a whole lot of talking, not about the ER.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Horrible decision.
Sorry.
You cunt.
My bad.
So we had Dr. Christine on who told us about like sex injuries you could have, but these are actual real stories. And apparently it's a TLC show, but
it is.
But so when I just Googled it, because we have a home mail that was real, and I was like, dog, I got to see if there's more of these. So here's some fun shit I found, and these are all from that show. Y'all tell us if you've watched it, or even send in to horribledecisions@gmail.com your story if you got a wild ass fucking.
Look at you really plugging business. That was really done really well.
Thank you so much.
I was, you know, she doesn't normally, you see, that was actually done really effortlessly. I'm 4 years later, I am so proud.
Thanks.
You're professional.
Wow. Fuse has let me know I have to talk like that. So. No, I'm not even kidding. Like, that is something I had to do over and over.
Well, I believe it because you threw a tantrum when I said, there's a script we got to read. And you were like, bitch, I just want to improv. I'm not reading shit. I'm not following instructions. I'm Wheezy. I know what I'm doing. And they're just going to get what I give them. That's Wheezy in a nutshell.
Look, I'm just.
No, hey, you were
no,
here.
No, 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 no,
Eddie,
here.
You were here.
Y'all are gonna here. See it in the BTS. Okay,
oh, wait,
you want to get into it? We can get into it.
Wait, did we keep that for the Patreon behind the scenes? Just so y'all know,
why he
nodding like that?
Just so you guys know,
there was a fucking fight.
Oh, wait,
because this bitch was trying me.
But see,
and she knew I was on my period.
She ain't had this energy for scissors.
So. Well, you don't eat my pussy, Randy.
Valid. Valid.
Now, on the Black Girls Texting episode, which, by the way, I really loved
no,
the guests.
It was.
But people were like,
no, it wasn't Black Girls Texting.
Yes, it was. I really loved those guests. And people were like, why you keep getting the attitude with them, girls?
Oh, bro, it's okay, because you got called out for being snappy and shady to Chels.
Mm.
They said I was snappy and shady to We Talk Back.
You were.
AJ, I wasn't. You can't come onto a sex positive show and say, oh yeah, hoes and sluts, and then make up your own definition.
So there's a...
We've been doing this for 4 years. We are a non-hoe shaming, non-kink shaming pod. You can't act like...
Apparently I was very shady to her, and then...
To Chels?
Look at this.
You know why? Because she was beautiful, and that's... I've been still trying to holler at her, by the way.
I would never.
She was mad because I got it. And so Chels was flirting with me, and Weezy just so used to everybody flirting with her. That's why she was like, oh, let me be shady to this bitch. I think Weezy was jealous.
Beautiful girls make me melt.
But Weezy was jealous because she saw the connection with me and Chels.
Right.
No. She was saying shit that just was making me roll my eyes. I actually like her. And I've done her show.
Wiener.
I love black
Wiener. Wiener made you.
Right. I was just like, girl, shut up.
She vanilla. She talks like that.
I couldn't make a joke out of it because, like I said, I was on my period and I was just moody. But someone sent me this clip and then I recorded it myself. I was kind of beat. But she was like, Chels Pinky. And I rolled my eyes at her. Look at this one.
It's like strawberry bean because I'm Chels Pinky.
Okay, girl. Why? Who edits the video? You did that?
Yeah, probably.
And then you be doing that on purpose?
No, I
be, okay, I'll be watching when y'all be having reactions.
By the way, I will also say someone was like,
"We left Weezy's camera on for a whole minute." And one of you,
I think that was when you came to take pictures.
Keep telling me that.
Oh, maybe.
I love hearing it because I like criticism. So please let me know.
Yeah. Well, they also say you talk too much. So maybe you're saying too much right now. Eden.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
People were very upset. Sorry. I was like, what do you niggas want? Like,
what do you niggas want from it?
Okay. So anyway, here's what happened. Mandy and I had to do a drop for Black Effect. And
Shout out Black Effect,
by
the way.
They sent us a script, but I had Eddie here to do a photo shoot. And I was like, sick as fuck, dude. So I thought Mandy understood that I had a photo shoot to do after. And she was like, okay, come on. We need to do the script. And I'm like, all right. So I sit down. We have the script on the TV. And it says, it's your hosts.
You're leaving off a lot.
And Mandy goes, no, you can't say that. You have to say, we're your hosts. And I was like, Mandy, this is fine. She's like, no. Then she calls our producer for iHeart, makes the shit go even longer. She just said it's when it's we're. And I just want to make sure, because we have to redo ads all the time. And I just want to make sure it's is okay over we're.
So here's the thing, y'all. First off, y'all don't even know. You left out the whole part where we said we were going to read the script, so we spent about 7 minutes adjusting the camera for us to look at the screen to read it. Just for you still not to read the script, bruh, it's right here now.
Because I can't do this. Hey,
oh, you can't? I thought you were a pro. I thought you were a teleprompter pro.
So I looked at it, and it said, we're your hosts, Mandy and Weezy. So then I look at the camera, I'm trying to remember it, and I'm like, we're your hosts, Mandy and Weezy. No! I could not believe that bitch for one word. Nah, she laughing. I wanted to kill Mandy, dog.
Because the words was right there.
So whatever. Anyway.
Y'all can catch, honestly, also just, we'll go ahead and say that now.
The fight.
If you're all caught up on horrible decisions.
It's a little,
decisions,
Jocelyn's Cabaret.
Please join us. Please join us on our Patreon. It's patreon.com/horrible decisions. What we started doing is we actually have a WD vlog. You will get anywhere between one and three vlogs a month, depending, anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes. And it's behind the scenes. You get to see Weezy and I interact. This time you guys will get to see an argument in full effect. We're about to change the set, so we have that on there as well. So go on over. It's patreon.com/horrible decisions. The $20 tier has the vlogs. So sign up to be a top tier hoe and you can see the vlogs. Other than that, we do give you guys 4 bonus episodes a month for as little as $5 a month. So
basically, what I will say...
Basically, y'all will see that she thought that she could treat me like shit because she felt sick. Wrong.
I was not treating you like shit, Manny. You were nitpicking
the same
me.
Way you treated Chels like shit because of your period.
Ooh. I didn't treat her like shit.
Okay, fine. All right.
I wasn't treating them like shit. They were great guests. I'm grateful they came. Yeah. I was being a little snappy, but I didn't treat them like shit.
Shady. We did the whole shady versus shady, judgy. Yeah. Shady.
That was shady.
Shady boots.
I judge you, bitch.
Wow.
Why, how you gonna judge me? You done did just about all the same shit I did.
So anyway,
hypocrite.
I'll talk about what you guys won't see in the behind the scenes. What's so funny about what happened is, one, granted, Mandy and I arguing
you'll see
like
that. We never did it.
No, it's not healthy that we argue like that. We're way better at communicating than we used to be. But
oh yeah, because last year
that was bad.
We had to talk through lawyers.
We're doing good. We gonna ride this wave. We getting old. All right,
we're aunties now. I know you hate it. Okay.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
So the only person I would say who maybe hasn't been around Mandy and I acting like that was Eddie, and Eddie from For Facts Sake, who, if you've ever seen Eddie, I'm sure you can understand how uncomfortable he was when Mandy was like, I don't know how you work with this bitch.
Damn. Wait, did I say that?
I don't remember. I don't, but
you might have said that. She ad-libbing.
No. Wolf, didn't she say it?
Wolf, did I say that shit? Oh, no, I was talking to Eddie.
Okay, you were talking
because
to
me. Because I did want to know, Eddie, you work here. Does she treat you the way she treats me? Because you were bad.
I do not talk crazy.
I'm held under contract.
I get...
Are you made the nigga sign an NDA?
I'm making new employees sign NDAs.
So you ain't got one, so speak your piece. Speak your piece,
I didn't even
Eddie.
Know new employees were going to sign NDAs.
Just because we be wilding. Honestly, it's a different relationship I have now with Eddie, right? Like, I be talking crazy. I don't know who I'm fucking. Like, shit crazy.
I do know this.
But also... He's been around horrible decisions for a long time. He's been around Flagrant and around Alex, so I'm comfortable. With someone new, I don't know. I don't know how I'm be acting. But point is, Mandy fucking wild out. And Eddie...
Do you see how she's it's only telling fair. This story?
So Mandy wasn't wilding.
Y'all both were wilding. No, first of
thank
all.
You, bro. You was wilding.
Stop.
Right, okay, wait. Right, Wolf, was her attitude not crazy? Like, it flipped like this once we stopped recording? Once we got off this little camera where she comes on and acts like Miss Little Miss Innocent, lovely, wheezy... Off camera.
Damn.
Bruh, I got things to do. Like, just hurry the fuck up. You got nasty, bro.
You did flip a switch, though. She flipped the switch
as soon as we said bye. Then Weezy got up.
No, not on the bye. Oh.
Bruh, you turned into a little demon child.
I was bleeding out of my pussy, for one.
I don't care.
Is that
enough? No, that's not a good enough excuse. You can't just say, well, I was bleeding out of my vagina with your 30-year-old ass.
No. It wasn't a good enough excuse. I do know I was snappy.
Oh, no.
But Mandy does this little shit where she knows she's pissing me off.
You think so? Do you? Do you?
I just want to be professional.
That's why that bitch said...
This is about business?
It said weird. Actually, I'll just call and check. And then the bitch wants to call this nigga so fucking
chill.
She
did call him.
Hey, like I'm not in a, I'm like this, bro. And I'm dressed for a photo shoot, got my makeup, never shoot. I mean, she was fucking with me. But anyway, so Mandy walks out. I thought y'all wore this bitch. So Eddie's like, he walks in the fucking photo room while I'm changing. He's like, hey man, are you gonna be all right? That was a lot. I was like, yeah, I'm good. And he kind of thought everything was like, he thought something was wrong. He was like, no, I mean, I guess you guys are like sisters. I don't know. But truth be told, if anyone has worked with Mandy and I, even Vinny has said this.
Oh, it gets bad.
He said, y'all could just yell and go to work, and it is the weirdest
thing. No, it, like, to the point where, also, like, and it's crazy, because I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about touring. We've argued before going on stage together.
Which one?
Half of them, at least. Bitch, what you mean?
I've been to two of them.
You've been to a few where
you guys argued right before
having to go on fucking stage.
Yeah.
And then we go on stage and it's like, hey girl, let's twerk with each other. Slap that ass.
Y'all are real professionals when it comes to that. Swear to God.
Honestly, it's bro, like,
my friends be like,
what we do is fun. Though.
Are y'all friends yet? Yeah. Because this week was so good. And I said, oh, you didn't notice? We didn't talk to each other. We talked to the guests only. Like, I would have never known. Like, even
which
when,
one?
A lot of the guests that we've had. Y'all.
Clearly, we'll save this outline for later.
Yeah, we can save the outline for later. But no, like, you know what's funny? There's been so much turmoil amongst so many other pods. People used to look at us like, I can't even listen to them girls because they're not even real friends. Seeing real friends have issues now in the pod space.
You know who?
I mean, there's a lot of people.
They didn't did therapy. Like,
I know. Yeah.
Both.
Oh, that's them too.
Y'all and them niggas, they think everybody thinks
They're just so much friends.
That pisses me off.
Well, so that's the thing. To be very fair, and I think we've talked about it before, even our amount of guests, and I know that a lot of you guys love these solo episodes where we just get to banter with each other.
We gonna call this one Ain't No Outline.
The facts of the matter is...
Oh, keep it the time on
the facts of the matter is, a lot of our episodes had guests because... Weezy and I would not talk to each other, so we needed another person to be able to communicate with.
To be fair, it is difficult, it is not easy to be fresh with each other every time. You do need a guest to, like, spice up what you're doing. You need something there. Kind of like the threesome. You kind of need just a little new energy.
Yeah, I done had 2 threesomes in the last month. And my boyfriend, you know, wanted it again. I was like, I'm actually threesomed out. Just want to fuck you. So I made him.
Threesomes are work.
We went to the sex store together. We had never been in the year. I just get all these free sex toys. I know. So I have a whole, like, thing full. And I was like, babe, we've never picked out sex toys together. Let's go to the sex store. Mm. And... It stemmed from, let's get something else because, no, I don't want to add people. And then, to be fair, we do the sex club fucking bi-weekly, bro. Like, I'd be like...
Bi-weekly.
Like,
she gets paid to be there. I mean, we do the sex club bi-weekly.
I mean, on the 1st and 15th, damn near, okay? Like, not really, but yeah. Anyway,
I actually recently... It's funny you brought up buying sex toys because... So I had to fly to LA for work. And...
Bitch, I just travel with them now. I don't care.
You're going to see
my butt plug in TSA with the bejeweler. It is a bejewel.
What is the sex toy that came in my OBO box? It was like an egg.
Oh, that it's a Kegel weight. You're supposed. It's to your flora,
pelvic floor.
Pelvic floor. I was about to say the floor in your pussy. That thing.
And these are my products.
Yeah, the floor, bitch. The flora.
Basically, I'm on the way to LA, and I'm just fucking horny. I don't know what's going on. I mean, so horny on the plane. I'm touching my pussy. Like,
bruh, first it was driving to Starbucks. Now it's on the plane.
I don't know.
Don't tell me you rub your pussy in one of them plane bathrooms.
Not that time. But I've come in an airplane bathroom.
With another person or you?
No, by myself.
You masturbated in that nasty ass bathroom?
Bro, the LA fucking flights are long, dude.
Go to sleep. Bitch. Play with that pussy in your hotel room. She said them flights is long. Bitch, go to sleep.
I mean, here's the thing. Yes, I could just go to sleep. Or.
You could read a book.
Fight the urge.
Or you could watch a movie.
Okay, let me just explain.
Like, there are a lot of options that you could do on a plane other than play with your pussy in the little ass bathroom.
I'm going to explain.
Please.
I've been helping write a script that includes some erotic. Okay. So within the time frame of me writing that script, where do I get some of it done? On the plane. Right. I cannot write full on lines for people about, like, oh my God, it feels so good when you da da da, or like I'm dripping, or like even narration. Like, that's very difficult to do without getting horny. So what did I have to do? Knock it out so I could have a clear mind.
Okay.
I feel like this is not anything. Am I saying something crazy?
No. You just have a really high sex drive.
No, you have niggas thinking I have a fucking sex addiction. It's just me and my own self. It's not like I fucked the pilot. I mean,
if you saw him, I wouldn't doubt that you wouldn't try.
Right. If the bathroom was bigger. Because to me, when I was in the bathroom and I was masturbating.
I need to know real quick. We've all hopped on a flight. Did you sit down? Did you put napkins on the seat first? Did you do this standing up?
Stand up. And let me tell you.
Please.
When I did it.
I need to know.
I washed my hands.
Nice.
Did you? Okay.
I'm classy.
Right.
I washed my hands. I took my foot. I put the toilet seat down because if I had to turn, I didn't want to see pee in there. So basically, I washed my hands and I put my hair up in a bun so my hair won't touch anything. Because, like, I get very, like, grossed out by an airplane bathroom. Even first class is disgusting. They're just nasty. people pee everywhere. And a lot of white people in first class, and you know they nasty too. Sorry.
I know, they don't wash their legs.
So basically, I put my hair up so that like nothing is like, you know, leaning. And I just stood up and I closed my eyes and I masturbated. And it takes me like no time. You hate me so much.
Do we have home mail this week?
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? I actually do want to know. For the Whore Hive members and those of you just tuning in possibly, please tune back again. We normally don't have these type of stories. Actually, we do. I would like to know if anyone else that is listening has masturbated in an airplane bathroom. I just need to know for research purposes.
Nice.
That's all. I'm not being judgy at all.
Of course they are.
Or shady. I'm just would like to know.
Okay. Fuck you. Now, our home mail this week is what inspired the outline that we will do at some point in time.
Because we didn't get through it today.
Here we go. Home mail. I haven't told nobody this, but y'all and Jesus is the subject line.
I love it.
Don't say my name, please. All right.
We never do.
We won't, Brittany. Hi, Mandy and Weezy. I love, love, love the podcast. Weezy, I too am an emo ho. Bitch.
Y'all notice Weezy love picking out these things that shout her out.
I swear to God, this is...
And then she go over when they give me compliments, but it's cool.
I would never do that.
It's cool. It's cool.
Mandy, you're so pretty and you have such a fat ass. My ex-lover and I decided to order one of those metal-like butt plugs. I'll add a pic below.
That's what
with the words, Daddy's Little Slut, engraved on it. Oh.
Whoa.
The day it got delivered, we were both so excited and I couldn't wait to shove it up my ass. So we put it in, ran an errand, came back home and got to fucking with the butt plug still in. He made me come so hard. And for about 37 seconds, I was on cloud nine. I don't know how you calculated that, sis. I snapped out of my little dick high. Okay, that was really funny. And immediately went to go pull the plug out. And bitch, it was not in my ass.
Is this Medina?
No.
No?
She's pretty like Medina.
Well, Medina had a story just like this.
Oh, no, this isn't Medina. Oh, we searched all around and for about 5 minutes, because I didn't want to believe it was still stuck inside of me. He finally told me to bend over because he was going to have to search for it. Now, mind you, I'd never done anal before. And let me tell y'all something. I just knew I was going to pass the fuck out. Okay, we had no luck. And at this point, I start panicking and I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to have to go to the emergency room. I was knee deep in my third year of getting my doctorate degree. Bitch, okay. So I was poor as fuck. I was hesitant on going because of finances, but he told me not to worry and he would take care of everything. Parentheses, all caps, as he should. We get to the urgent care where there's two different doctors using a speculum-like tool to open up my ass and try to get it out with their hand. To no availability. They then consulted with another doctor there and decided it would be best to send me to the hospital. They then called the ER to brief them and let them know we were on the way. And at this point, I'm so fucking embarrassed and my asshole is throbbing, but off to the hospital we go. As we get there, they call me back and take x-rays. And there it was. The x-ray techs, nurses, and doctors were professional as they could, but they were all cracking the fuck up. They told me that they had seen worse, but I felt like they were just saying that to make my whole ass feel better. After they reviewed the x-rays, the doctor came in to tell me I would have to have the butt plug surgically removed and that they would be taking me back for surgery in the next hour. I had to go under anesthesia. And after everything, they finally got it out. When I woke up, the doctor jokingly asked, did I want to keep it? And I said, hell no. And that was definitely a lie, though, because I'm not done with butt plugs. They monitored me for a few hours to make sure everything was fine, and then they discharged me. Finally, we got home at 5 a.m. It was one of the wildest days of my life. I contemplated calling my mom and dad so many times throughout the night, but I couldn't muster the courage to tell them I was fucking and got a plug stuff inside of me that had to be removed. P.S. I was back to using butt plugs a couple of months after. Took a bit to get over the fear, and we just made sure to have a tail on the end of it. I also added pictures of what I look like because I know y'all like to put a face with these stories. Not y'all, me.
I was about to say, I don't be giving a fuck what nobody look like.
I don't know why.
I just don't.
She's don't so care. Cute. And I really felt, and she sent the butt plugs. Look at her, a little stylish bitch. Right?
She's so cute. No, she is cute. Oh, yeah, I don't think I.
Bitch, you look
I
like you got a big email. Ass booty. That's probably why I got stuck. And you know, what I'm weak at is why she sent the receipt of the butt plug. She was like, these bitches ain't gonna believe it. No, bitch, we want to see the x-ray, huh?
Right, that's what I want to see. I know there was pictures. I want to see what that butt plug looked like in her anus canal.
In her anus canal?
It's the canal. It probably got stuck into her intestines. Because you know that's where the like rectum, I guess, is connected to the intestines. Right? Something like that. I know
Doctor
it go long.
Mandy, go. All right. Well.
It's something like that. You know what's crazy? I just... So I just bought a new butt plug. I have the middle one, the metal one that's also bejeweled, but it's a little small. I just got one that's a little bigger. And I'm like training my ass. I don't know for what marathon of dicks, but we be training when I'm with my man. And we'll do the butt plug. Then we'll do like, I had to just buy a 7-inch. I got a little smaller dildo when we just went to the sex store. But then he'll go in. And I'm like, but then he'll try to put the butt plug back in just to sit there as like a placeholder. Mm. And I'd be so scared because it's like, all right, the butt plug is just the beginner. But after you done shoved your dick and a dildo in my ass too, I'm scared for you to put the butt plug back because now I feel like my asshole just going to suck up the butt plug. And I constantly be trying to check back there like, babe, you still see the diamond? Is it still showing? Like, I need him to be on diamond
not
watch.
The diamond. Mm.
The diamond watch,
it was
bitch.
Giving rhinestone.
You see how she... can you not laugh at her?
Oh,
I think
man.
She likes laughter.
Maybe we should do diamonds as a for fact's sake episode. Go check out that podcast.
Well, can we do diamonds are forever? No.
Are for what?
Diamonds are forever.
forever.
Okay, I guess before we get out of here, I do want to let you guys know that not only should you have a wonderful hoe-ass Memorial Day weekend, since it is open, the hose is out, it is wax and vax season for you bitches. I am finally having my official launch for the official box owner products. So,
yay, congrats.
Thank you. We've done a soft launch and it's just been tedious getting, like, I think we talked about this too a little bit on another episode, just Google AdSense and how they treated like the products, because anything with sex is like it's flagged by Google,
the
and
images and all that,
the images of everything. So we soft launched it just to make sure. Yeah, we have butts here, but Buttox ruined my SEO and we had to remove butts off of my site. So we soft launched it maybe like a month and a half ago, but we are finally doing our official launch with all of our products. Mm. So we have the Yummy Box, which are apple cider vinegar gummies. We have the Balanced Box, which are boric acid suppositories, and that helps keep your natural pH good and helps with good bacteria and yeast. And so we have those two products. We also have She Orgasms that we sell on our site that help you get nice and ready. And then we also have official OBO pouches. Not the She Bowers.
It's our spring summer launch.
I hate you so much. We also have pouches. And then the dope thing about that is you can also get all four of our products in a bundle. So we are having our official launch Memorial Day weekend sale. So no promo code needed this week. Go onto the website, 15% off of the entire site. Get the bundle. If you buy two or more moving forward, it's 10% off. And there's just a lot. I would love for y'all to try it. We also have clearance boxes. So I've been able to compile three clearance boxes from each of the three products, each of the products that were in the last three boxes. So there are smaller price point items, but I was able to have leftovers. So if you weren't able to get a box, we have clearance boxes that will be up for Memorial Day weekend. So go to officialboxowner.com. And that was a lot. So Weezy, you have things, you have another podcast, but you also have something else dropping in a week. Are you able to announce it? You already announced it on your Instagram.
So I was stuck for a second. Sex Sells! I have a TV show coming out. You guys have seen a bunch of Instagram trailers. Hopefully the photo shoot that I take will be out. I really want it to be nice and sooty and slutty. On Fuse, so try to figure out how you guys can get Fuse.
I'm still liking the other picture. But we're going to see what you go with.
What? We don't know. We're still mocking up the photo shoot shit. At least they are. I was like, how much is the budget and can I buy Prada? But anyway, get Fuse every Monday, June 7th at 11 p.m. You are going to be able to watch entrepreneurs that make money from sex without having it and see some of our favorite guests and just learn a lot more about sex from a financial perspective and learn about some entrepreneurial shit.
Yeah. And then, guys, also brought to you by Official Box Owner is my other podcast, Period Sis.
Y'all have a busy Monday. You have Horrible Period Sis Sex Sells. And then Tuesday you have For Fact's Sake and the See.
And See the thing is.
So we will allow you to have a break
at this
Wednesday
point,
through Sunday.
Oh, no, they can't. Because then you also have to catch up on our bonus content on our Patreon. And not only do we have four extra bonus episodes every month on Patreon, we are also doing, like I said earlier, this episode, a vlog version of what this looks like behind the scenes. So you get to see us make business decisions, talk about Patreon. You get to see us interact with our guests that we have on the show. And apparently you also get to see us argue. So we are going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip from our Patreon. You can get there by going to patreon.com/horrible decisions. Check out this clip. And this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
Bye. It is a cinema, and y'all, I'm not going to hold y'all. We kind of skimped y'all on the bonding cinema. So, but I am excited to look into this because
it's tea.
Oh my God, it's so much tea. But also, even in me having the kind of, you know, I guess, argument that I just had over this lifestyle, I think it's going to be exciting to kind of talk about these different, like, Polly things, because the Snowdens season one did something I thought was amazing. Anyways, guys, if you didn't know, this month's cinema is going to be Seeking Sister Wife. But
now, if you don't watch it, don't worry, because honestly, I think we can do our best to explain it pretty good. It's a reality show. It's about three families and it carries over three seasons. So I actually think you guys will be okay. It's not like we're doing crazy spoilers. It's just reality. So I'm just going to get into the vanilla shit really quick. We talk about NSFW all the time, and I just found an article in the New York Post about a sex club that's about to reopen, SNCTM, with a wild orgy masquerade. So on May 15th, well, it's actually a few weeks.
This weekend.
Shit. Well, damn, it says, after a brief hiatus, they return with erotic experiences, a sensuous reunion, and the most esteemed pleasure seekers, adding that $500 to $8,000 tickets are limited. Street, if you want to see
get the fuck out of here. I'm going to stay my ass at the motherfucking NSFW. Well, I get the plug.
Nigga, I want to talk to Daniel about this shit so bad when he on the episode. But anyway, it says that individual guests, the staff selects each guest to create a dynamic for the event. That's okay. NSOW do that shit too. That the Elite Orgy will be the first to christen their new Manhattan penthouse location, a sleek triplex away from prying eyes. The website warns that the details may change. So who knows? It may not go on May 15th because of COVID-19.
COVID restrictions
are not optional. Only these won't be the surgical variety. Under the cover of masks, members are free to observe, explore, and indulge. The dress code is black tie or lingerie, reminiscent of Eyes Wide Shut. Now, despite the precautions, they're finding the events to be absolutely superb. They also were out in LA years ago, chapters across the world, London, Moscow, Miami, Kyiv, Ukraine, 75.
Let them know this membership fucking fee for the year, my nigga.
$75,000 to get all access, nigga. And Japanese bukkake, erotic fire eaters. Now, I mean, we know I'm into one of those, but what I will say is I did see something before on either YouTube or whatever about inside of a sex club, and it was something in LA and they had masks on, and I really do think that was the place. But that shit is just high as fuck. It doesn't even make sense, dude. Like, I don't even understand how it could be that much. Anyway, so as always on a cinema, we talk about somebody we would fuck. Who would you fuck from Seeking Sister Wives if you had to pick?
I mean, duh, the Snowden, the only black guy on there, the dreadhead. He's
dimples.
He's not bad looking. What's crazy is out of the couple, I think he's more attractive than she.
Than her? I do too.
But I think she does be looking cute, but to me, she just has a stank attitude. I don't like her energy. Her energy just seems off.
So it's interesting you said that because I didn't like her for a while. I started with season two.
I started at season one.
And I wasn't now I finished it, but it wasn't available on the TLC app. I had to pay $7 on YouTube to buy the season. I watch on
Sling. Yeah. But
I was like, I needed it that bad. That's how I know I'm addicted. Now, I do have some Seeking Sister Wife news for anyone that's watched season three. So they married this gorgeous woman from South Africa.
Who is they?
The Snowdens.
Okay.
And Dimitri Snowden is divorcing his third wife. Another chapter that's what it's problematic in the pandemic. So something interesting about season three. It's happening right now. Like, we're watching it, right?
Right.
And all I know is she moves from South Africa before the pandemic ends, and there's another girl. So they've got two new wives in the house.
Oh, wait. They went from season one to dating women to now there's two wives?
Oh, bitch. Season two is good, too. They marry somebody, have a whole wedding. Like, oh, wait, it's crazy.
The girl with the gap with the five kids, did they end up being with her?
No.
Oh. Okay.
The second wife is gorgeous.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.